Well, Ricky, we actually played quite well today. Perhaps a little unfortunate to not take anything from that game. What do you make of it?
You sound surprised by that, didn't you? No, I thought we were excellent. Just really disappointed to lose, you know, after such a good performance for 75 minutes. And I think the most frustrating thing, Nigel, is going into the last 15 minutes that Weymouth still had an opportunity to score and take something from the game, because we created enough chances to win not only today, but, you know, next week as well. And when you're on top and when you create those chances, you have to take them. And, you know, we certainly should have been three up, you know, potentially four up going into that last 15 minutes. You know, I thought we were outstanding, and those chances weren't just half chances. They were clear goal scoring, you know, clear cut chances. And, you know, when you don't take them, like I said, you always leave yourself open to conceding, and then, you know, the goal was just a lapse of concentration from the centre half, and, you know, unfortunately missed the ball, didn't it? It just sat up and won all, and then the sending off, and then the whole game changes. And I think had we'd scored the second goal when we were on top, you know, even if we go down to 10 men and you're still leading, you give yourself something to hold on to. But we just didn't manage the game well enough in that last 5 or 6 minutes when we were down to 10 men. We didn't keep the ball well enough, we didn't play in good enough areas, and, you know, it was a poor second goal to concede as well, wasn't it? Didn't clear our lines, and then end up conceding the free kick through not clearing our lines, the block clearance, and then just the ball into the box, no one deals with it, and then he's a back post tapping, isn't it? So I'm just really disappointed, because we actually played very, very well, and we certainly didn't deserve that. And what was a really enjoyable and a really entertaining 75 minutes has turned into a real disappointment, because we've come away with nothing to show for it, when in actual fact we should be sitting with 3 points.
We should indeed, yes. Couldn't disagree with you. We really did create a number of chances, and you could pick a number of players who had good games today. Everybody putting in that extra little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I thought the formation worked with Peter Clark playing off of Danny. I thought out of possession, you know, he done well getting in contact with their deeper line man and stopping them from playing, and his work rate out of possession was excellent, and I thought he was a threat going forward. You know, he could have had a hat trick on the day, the one in the first half and then two excellent chances in the second half. And Pete's a very, very good player, and I think he showed that today. But I thought Danny Kelly is the best he played for a while. I thought the service into him was better. Jack Higgs and Macca, you know, I thought had good games as well, and Dorks and Chev certainly in that opening 60 minutes I thought were very good. It's just, you know, you can go through the whole team saying how well we played, but ultimately it's the points that matter.
You've got to play at that level for a full 90 minutes.
Yeah, when you're playing against good teams like Weymouth, if you don't take your chances, you pay the price, and we've paid our price for not taking our chances today.
We did indeed, mate. But decent game, unfortunate result. Ever onward and upward.
Yeah, we'll prepare now and prepare this week and go to Murphy. You know, it's going to be another nice surface. I think we can take a lot of confidence and a lot of positives from our second half performance at Redditch. We can take a lot of confidence and a lot of positives from our 75-minute performance today. And if we can recreate those two performances that we've put in those two games and do it over the course of 90 minutes, we'll give Murphy a decent game at the weekend.
We will indeed. Thank you very much, mate.
Cheers.
Cheers.